It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
You know, as it gets close to the holidays, it seems like I'm dragged to the mall more and more by my wife. And the funny side is, she's going to kill me for saying this, but she's Filipino. And so part of it is when she looks for makeup, she has a difficult time finding the right shade of foundation or pigments to match her color of skin and just find something that complements her. And I'm going to go with that's probably the reason we're there for hours. I'm sure it's not all the shoe shopping. But I'm excited because today's guest is an expert in this area that's going to help not only me get through the mall quicker, but has a lot of interesting things on her website. I love the coffee buzz section, Nordstrom's holiday gift guide, but there's so much. And so I'm going to get right to it, invite our guest on, Jill Goldsberry. Now, she's a media consultant, a content creator, a brand ambassador. She's done all kinds of things. Look at this. She's even designed Jill Kelly swim bikinis. And so the list just goes on and on. She's appeared on Oprah, Essence, and 17 magazines. And she's co-hosted segments and done all kinds of stuff on TV. And the list just goes on and on. So, Jill, we're just excited to have an expert like you to be able to talk about some of these topics.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Wow, you make me sound really like I've done so much. I'm listening to it and I'm saying, wow.
Well, I have a sheet of all your accomplishments and I'm reading them and I edited it way, way down as you can tell. So we're going to have to put it on the website because our listeners are going to love seeing. You've done a lot. So I assume you're what, 180?
Yeah, I'm about that. Yeah,
pushing that. Only way you could have got crammed all that in there.
I started very young, so, you know, here I am.
Probably never sleeps. So, okay, so talk to me. You know, when I go shopping with my wife, one of the things is how do you find the right foundation for different skin colors, whether you're light tone, medium tone, dark brown, whatever. How do you find the right tone?
Well, I can tell you now, this is the bane of the just shopping for makeup. Everyone does not like this, especially if you're a person of color looking for the right foundation. Could be like seriously finding the brown needle in a haystack of beige. That's what it is. Because every brand has their general shades, their five or six shades, and then they expand out. But what you really need to know when you're looking for, like for your wife, you said that she's dragged you through the store. What is her complexion? What would you say?
Well,
what is the hard part for her?
Very tan skin. I mean, it's a brown. I mean, I'm not an expert on color. I am more skincare. So, but she's Filipino, so she's got very beautiful tan skin.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of Asian women have the same problem that Black and Latina women have. It's finding the right shade for your undertone, which is really important. And when you're looking for it, the first thing to do is to know your undertone. You need to know if you are a reddish undertone, an orangey undertone, or a yellowish undertone, or if you have olive, because it really makes a big difference in how the foundation is going to look on you. So the first thing you need to do is pick three shades that you think match with your skin tone and kind of like dab it on your chin, because that's the halfway point between your chin and your between your neck and your face. And you can really see if they'll blend into your skin that way. It's like, because you never want that look of your face is a little lighter or a little darker than your neck, because then everyone knows you're wearing foundation. And it's just ridiculous. So you want to avoid that look as much as possible. You may even have to blend two shades. I know a lot of women of color have to blend two shades to make actually create their own perfect shade. But I can recommend some brands that I think will get you out of the store quicker if you're in there.
That's what I was asking. What I'm hearing is it sounds to me like there's a void in the industry that needs to get filled. So are there brands that are already helping in this area?
Yes. I would say right now, we're kind of seeing an explosion of that. Recently, I mean, we all know about Fenty Beauty that just launched. I think she has at least 40 shades of foundation, which is something that you don't see a lot of. There are other brands that do that.
And what was the brand again? You said it fast.
Fenty Beauty. That's Rihanna's new company.
Yeah.
It's selling out of the stores in Sephora like crazy. But she has a lot of shades that cover every skin tone, which is something that that most companies, they're trying to do it more now, but I would say it's still a little bit of a battle. And like I said, you have Fenty Beauty, you have Makeup Forever, which is they have an excellent collection of HD foundations, and it's a heavier foundation, but it covers well, and it's they're you know, their main thing with that is to make sure it matches and make sure it looks like you look photo ready with it. Great. You know, and I would also say check those counters, like Makeup Forever. If you're in the department stores, Makeup Forever, Lancome, Kevin Aucoin also has a beautiful collection of sensational. They're like skin fluid. That's what it's called. It's very light. It's very soft. It comes in. They do have about four or five shades for darker skin tones, but they are excellent. I mean, they go on very lightweight. You can't even see it. It's like wearing liquid skin, literally. And I would say Urban Decay is another brand that also complements darker skin tones with their foundations. So those are some I would start with. And if you're looking for something a little, you know, a little less high end, but also get the same type of result, I would try like L'Oreal True Match. There's NYX Cosmetics. Actually, one of the makeup artists that I've been in contact with, who is, you know, she's a celebrity makeup artist. She works with people like Taraji P. Henson. Her name is Shinta Sharif. And she recommends, this is something that a lot of people don't think of, but Sephora Matte Makeup, or NYX, the flat foundation. They have a great array of colors.
It sounds like there's a lot of options out there, and it may be just maybe my wife is just afraid to try some of them. And so I like your tip early on about trying the couple different shades and rubbing them to see how it blends in.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that. It makes a big difference in seeing, and you need to do it in the light. You can see what it's really going to look like in real life.
Okay, let me ask you another. You know, I do a lot in skincare, and I know we're talking makeup so far, but there's a lot of dermatologists that do different type treatments. And let's face it, you know, I think there was a market, but as our country is more and more brown skin or darker colored skin, what are some of the treatments that you think everybody should be a little nervous about or look out for or careful?
Well, I think there's one treatment in particular that if you are a darker skinned person, kind of look out for the right type of laser treatment. Everybody wants to be hair free and be smooth and have silky skin. So people gravitate towards these laser treatments. But for darker skin, it can be a challenge because the lasers are really, you know, in the beginning when they first started doing this, they were really set for a lighter hair. And it doesn't pick up the light the same way with darker skin tone because you have more melanin. So it kind of reflects it and you need a higher frequency, which can burn your skin or scar your skin. And but now they have improved the type of lasers that are available for darker skin, which is great. So it is possible to do this. You just have to make sure that your dermatologist is using the right type of laser. You can ask them, you know, are you using... There's a laser that's out now that a doctor out of Chicago, Dr. Anil Shah, recommends. It's called a YAG laser. And the key to that is really look at the frequency of the laser to determine its effectiveness. And he uses that on his darker skin clients because they had great results with it. So that's something you'd want to ask your dermatologist or ask your skincare professional before you go in. That's my only warning about laser treatment. But I think everybody should, as far as facial goes, facials, I would recommend everyone can do this. It's called a HydraFacial. It's amazing. It uses...
What is it?
Well, it takes about 30 minutes. And it's basically a series of air and oxygen and water, that massages and serums, it cleanses, it exfoliates, it does everything all in one. And it takes off layers of dead skin are removed, it instantly brightens your skin, and it moisturizes.
Very cool. It sounds like there's a lot of options out there and solutions. It's just knowing where to look and who what to ask are the right questions. And so I know you've got a website, and I invite everybody to check it out, Beautylicious Lifestyle. Just go to Google and check it out. Type in Beautylicious Lifestyle, and it's going to bring you right to her website. And I love it because there's a lot of things I found on for me. So it's not just for women. It's for everybody. The coffee buzz is where you got my attention real quick.
That's great. Want everyone to read it.
So I invite everybody to check it out. I want to thank you, Jill, for joining us today. We're out of time. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. And if you have a question about beauty, I invite you to visit justaskdavid.com. And I'm going to share with you a new feature. If you're looking to help change the skincare industry, if you want to voice your opinion, if you want to try products before they're out, visit justaskdavid.com to find out how you can. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.